Did people have a place just to kind of store tools or anything like that? I mean, just kind of stuff, odds and ends of any kind. I mean, that you might not have room for in your house. Just a little, I mean, little house for storing stuff, just general type stuff.
We used to hang our hose or set them in the barn.
Oh, I see. They just use like,
Because you chop cotton in the summer and you pick cotton come winter, you know.
Yeah, you'd use the barn like that.
Bad. But as I say, see, the tenant farmer didn't have all these different little gadgets and things.
Sure, right. In terms of like housework and things. Now, what would they use in those days to sweep with?
I can well remember a portion of the time, because later years we switched to brooms. We were able to buy brooms, but I remember when my dad made us a broom out of shucks.
That's what I was wondering about,
And the floors were cleaner, because our house was cleaner then than they are now.
That's what,
you take that, shuck mop and you could scrub a floor so clean. And
I can remember when I was very small, my grandmother never did change. She always used a homemade broom. She never would use any other thing. She said they were cleaner, you know. But I wonder if you can remember that.
I used to hear my husband talk, my late husband, talk about, now he read down the line of Louisiana and Mississippi where they had sage brooms. Now, I don't know anything about the sage broom. But there, they had sage brooms, he said.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, I guess that may be a more southern type growth of something.
I guess, I don't know.
Yeah, that's interesting too. Another thing I was wondering about along the lines of housework type things. I've heard that, like back in the old days, a lot of times that on Monday, people would take the clothes and then they'd do their, they'd call it their, Monday would be their
wash day.
Would they usually do that on Monday?
Well, some did if it wasn't farming time for you to be chopping cotton or picking cotton, see.
Then everything was a different.
See, that was the difference there. Now, on the plantation where I grew up, mother taking in the washing, she did the plantation washing.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, that would be on a Monday.
That would be on Monday. Mm-hmm. Well, now, what would you do? Do you remember when you were a small girl, how they get the wrinkles out of the clothes?
Oh, do I? That's the reason I don't iron the damn.
You know it well, then.
Oh, see, we taking in washing.
Oh, right.
And you had the rub board. And then in the summertime when it was nice and hot, you build a fire out in the yard, a log fire, and we had the smoothing iron, as they called them.
Oh, a smoothing iron.
That is correct. And that's what you ironed with. And you set it, you'd build this log fire and you set your roll your irons off in front of this fire. Then when you get them out of there, you rub it on the ground, you keep it smooth, and you had a cloth to rub it on to clean it all good, and you had them white shirts that looked better than the ones you see nowadays.
What would you wash the clothes in?
Tub. We had tubs.
You had tubs.
And a rub board.
And, of course, the rub board.
The rub board, my dear, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, can you remember when they used it? This may be before your time. Can you remember when they used to
boil the clothes in the wash pot? Yeah, sure, we had a wash pot.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, my dear.
Yeah. When they would still do it, yeah. Mm-hmm.